Rabbi Yair on page 51. So in Reish Nun Dalet, the mill of hay. So again, we're talking about cooking, and the last couple days we're talking about baking. So in other words, if you put something that's going to bake, you're putting it on the fire before Shabbos. So the same way that the food, if you have a food that's cooking, it has to be minimally edible in order to allow it to be left on the fire during the duration of Shabbos. The same thing applies by baking. By baking also, it has to be that the part, a certain part that's closest to the oven, as we discussed that yesterday, begins to get crispy. Even though all of it's not, and maybe you wouldn't consider it completely baked yet, but that would be enough. But it has to be at that level in order to allow you to continue to allow it to bake on the in on the oven. We talked about that yesterday on Shabbos. So let's go a little further, and we'll see an interesting twist on this. So Melchaber says, Melchaber picks up on the top of the page, page 51. Also panahem. Let's say you put the dough into the tanur right before Shabbos, and there's not sufficient time for it to get crispy enough. So we saw this halacha before, similar idea by cooking. If you did on purpose, you knew the halacha and you know just blew it. So then, as we saw before by cooking, so then you can't eat that bread, and you have to wait till after Shabbos. Birchtei Shiasu, again, we discussed what Birchtei Shiasu is, the amount of time it would take you to do this task. You not only have to wait till after Shabbos, but you have to wait after Shabbos, the amount of time, the hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, that would take to for this thing to bake. But let's say it was a shogeg, you didn't put it on purpose, you made a miscalculation. So look at this. The Mechaber says, if you don't have anything to eat, right? This is, you're counting on this bread. You were counting on this. So then you're allowed to be rode. Remember we talked about this last time. The way they made bread in the old days was different than the way we make it now. Right? They used to have a tanur. You just take the bread and more adhere it to the wall of the oven or the tanur, and then it would used to bake. And then they had a tool like a spatula, and they used to be rode. They used to scrape it off the side. So that's what we're talking about. So if you don't, this is the bread you're counting on it. So then you're allowed to take that implement and you're allowed to scrape off not all the bread, but enough for 3 sudos, because we know you need the bread for 3 sudos. The Omer Lachem, look at this. And then you can tell other people, She'ein lahem mashiyocho, and they all also maybe don't have bread. You can find always people who are in that situation. Baru du lachem. Okay, you could go also, and they could scrape it. They could take that implement, that spatula, and they could scrape off 3 sudas worth of bread also.
So, practically speaking.
Hold on. Yeah. I'm not up to the practical yet. You're jumping ahead of me. Ukshahu rode. Now, when you use this spatula to scrape off the bread from the wall, now we're going to see the Machaber later. The Machaber already says that they didn't do it in their day. So Mr. Richard is going to say, but Rabbi Summers, it's not practically speaking, why you bring this up? You'll see. Kshehu roda, when you scrape off this bread, lo yirda b'marda, you shouldn't scrape it with the marda. And again, the Ramah explains, marda is, it's like a special type of thing that you use. It was a tool that they used to scrape off the bread. El basakin, use a knife. Obviously, you can imagine a knife could probably do, maybe not as well, but it could do the job. You shouldn't do it the way you do it during the rest of the week. Let's say you can't do it any other way, right? You're not so dexterous to, you know. You're the mamarda, so then you can use the spatula. You can use the marda. So that's the halacha. So now the question is, why are we learning this? So the answer is because we have to understand, why can't you use the spatula? What's wrong with me using the marda? What's wrong with me using the tool that is used to scrape off the bread? What's wrong with it? Answer is, the reason why you can't use the marda is it's uvda d'chol. It's what we call in French, it's not Shabbos dick. It's not Shabbos dick. There's certain things that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos because Chazal said it's not Shabbos dick. There's a lot of examples of this. So this is one of them. Now, again, when we speak about Udu Lechol, what's we can say almost anything is not Shabbos dick, right? So again, I remember this is years ago when I was called a very big Talmud Chacham, very big Tzaddik Rabbi friend. He used to give the Smicha Bukhina, Chavetz Chaim Zeichel Tzaddik Rabbi. So once in a while, he used to live in Brooklyn, but once in a while, he used to come to Yeshiva. And when he had to be on top of the game to start up with Rabbi friend, he was like a heavy hitter. So you wouldn't know if he had a goatee, regular clothes, but he was a huge Talmud Chacham. Huge Talmud Chacham. So one time he came to Yeshiva, and my Chavrusa and I, we were learning Shabbos B'Iyun, and we went up to our friend, we started asking him some. I remember in the course of discussion, he obviously answered everything. And then at one point at the end, when we had nothing else to hit him with, I said, maybe it's not Shabbos dick. Maybe it's Odu Dechol. So I remember Rabbi friend holding up his hand and said, not Shabbos dick, Odu Dechol. That's uncharted waters. Uncharted water. In other words, we could have hit anything that's Odu Dechol. So again, Mr. Richards is going to ask, so why am I bringing this up? Answer is, there's a bunch of cases which are Odu Dechol. There's a lot of, a number of things. So the question is, when we have these cases of Odu Dechol, for example, here. So we see, again, you should have had a question right away. Wait. You're not allowed to do this. Why are you allowed to do it? You don't have enough food. Since when is that a heter? Answer is, so tough. You blew it. So all of a sudden we say, oh, you could scrape it off. It's usur, right? But it's usur because of uvda dechol. It's not usur because of one of the lama tes malachos. It's usur because of uvda dechol. So now when Chazal looked with their piercing insight and said, this is not Shabbos dick. So then they made it in a certain way, and they said, oh, this person, you're right, he shouldn't have done it this way. But we're not going to make him starve on Shabbos because of the dechol. So then the question is, and that's why I'm trying to get to it, would it be mutter if something is usur because of the dechol, would you be allowed to do it by goy? You have a non-Jew around, ask them to do it. So there's another case of the dechol. Odu Dechol is, let's say, a room got messed up, and you want to spread straw. We don't like this. You want to spread straw around. Again, the straw, let's say, it was prepared before Shabbos, so it's not muksa, because straw can be muksa, but you want to have something on. So that's Odu Dechol. So in, let's see, where was it? So in Siman Shin Yud Gimel, Siv Kat Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you write so the whole, but if you wanted a goy to do it, to spread it out, that would be okay. So some want to use that as a proof that if something would be also because of uvda dechol, and you have a non-Jew around, the non-Jew, so you can have the non-Jew do it. Okay, we're running a little late, but we're going to get into this a little more because, I'll leave you with, right, God teach you, is, okay, so that's what a non-Jew. How about if something's also because of Odu Dechol, because not Shabbos dick, but I want to do it anyways because of a mitzvah. The mitzvah situation. So I shouldn't do it because it's not Shabbos dick, but there's a mitzvah involved here. So would that be a heter to obviate the Odu Dechol? You see why I'm bringing it up?